Wide weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, mid-70s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies around 50. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid-80s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. Tomorrow night, could see a chance of rain showers overnight, lower 40s. And Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny skies and cooler. Right now, it's 68.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. All segments of ag equipment sales, small to large, grew in September, continuing a positive trend for the year, according to the latest data from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. U.S. total farm tractor sales rose 21.6% in September compared to last, while U.S. self-propelled combine sales grew 8.2%. Four-wheel drive units grew for a second month in a row in the U.S. in September, up 21.4% to 374 units, cutting the year-to-date deficit almost in half to 4.7%. 100-plus horsepower tractors also climbed in September, up 7%, bringing big units closer to a break-even for the year, now down only 1.8%. And total year-to-date farm tractors out the door, up 14.7% in 2020. Combines are now up 4.3% for the year. The Innovation Center for U.S. Dairy has unveiled the Net Zero Initiative. This industry-wide effort will help keep U.S. dairy farms of all sizes and geographies implementing new technologies and adopt economical viable practices. This initiative, critical component for the U.S. dairy's environmental stewardship goals. The plan is endorsed by the dairy industry leaders and farmers to achieve carbon neutrality, optimize water usage, and improve water quality by 2050. The organization also announced a key milestone in its journey towards carbon neutrality, an up to a $10 million commitment and multi-year partnership with Nestle to support the innovation and scale access to environmental practices and resources on U.S. farms. The goals include becoming carbon neutral or better, optimizing water use while maximizing recycling, and improve water quality by optimizing utilization of manure and nutrients. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. As harvest season begins, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to be diligent in taking the proper precautions to ensure treated seed does not enter the domestic or export grain supply. When properly handled, seed treatments are an effective agronomic tool that provides seeds the necessary protection for a strong, healthy start. Completely remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment used to handle harvested grain and dispose of it properly. Always be careful to follow state and federal guidelines for proper handling, storage, and disposal of treated seed. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer.
Good American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, after the first couple of months of public schools back in session during the COVID-19 pandemic, and despite many precautions with daily screenings, small work groups, and mask requirements, KSN News reports that the Garden City public schools on the western part of the state are now beginning to learn remotely.
It became difficult to safely and effectively provide instruction and supervise the students with the staff members available.
That was Roy Cessna with the Garden City Public Schools on KSN News. The Jenny Barker Elementary School was the first one to move to online learning yesterday. At the same time, the Hutchinson School District is considering moving their entire classes to online learning by next week. KWCH News reports that COVID-19 cases have been increasing in Reno County, as the positive percent rate in the county is higher than 15%, which puts the Hutchinson School District in the quote-unquote red category of its gating criteria. The school district did say until they make their decision that spectators are allowed to go to school events. They're set to make their decision this Friday. Good American Network News.
Come one, come all, to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com. Offer sale on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Except the 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 2T0464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not qualifying. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020.
Officials in northern Kansas say a truck driver has died in a crash on a rural road near Makoto. Wichita TV station Cake News reports that the crash happened on Monday afternoon in Jewell County just outside Mankato. The Kansas Highway Patrol says 59-year-old Robert Newell of Mankato was negotiating a curve when his tractor trailer overturned. Investigators say that Newell had not been wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash and died at the scene. And Democrat Barbara Boyer says she raised nearly $13.5 million in 3 months for her campaign for U.S. Senate in Kansas. The figure announced yesterday is a Kansas record that brought Boyer's total fundraising to more than $20 million in an unexpectedly tough race for Republicans in the state. The Democrat issued a statement giving a broad summary of her fundraising from July 1 through September 30th, promising additional details until her campaign files a finance report later in the week. Marshall's campaign plans to release fundraising information as well when it files its report. The campaign and outside groups have already spent a record $32 million on advertising. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier on a Tuesday.
When farmers need to talk business goals, Blue Valley Insurance agents are uniquely qualified to listen. Our agents can assist you in developing a comprehensive risk management package for your entire farming operation, be it farm property, livestock, crop insurance, or liability coverage to protect your assets. You'll get service from an agent that'll help you protect what matters most. We are Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and we are here to take care of you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Nebraska health officials say the state kicked off the week by registering nearly 500 new cases of coronavirus as the state continues to see its number of cases climb. The state's online tracking site showed 495 new cases of the virus were confirmed Sunday in the state, and more than 2,320 were confirmed Friday through Sunday. That brought the state total to 52,382 confirmed cases and 519 deaths since the pandemic began. Three staff members with the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services have tested positive for COVID-19. The agency said in a news release over the weekend that two are employed at the Nebraska State Penitentiary and one is employed at the Diagnostic and Evaluation Center. The latest cases bring to 170 the total number of correctional department employees who have been diagnosed with COVID-19. Mid-America Network News.
Come one, come all, to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com. Offer sale on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Except the 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 2T0464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not qualifying. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. In response to a continued increase in COVID-19 cases, Nemohall County Community Health Officer Jane Sunderland released a public letter via social media Monday morning, noting 19 cases in July, 88 in September, and 64 already in October. Nemohall County reports 71 active cases, with 180 projected by the end of the month at this pace. Sunderland underlined the practices of social distance, masks as appropriate, frequent hand washing, and being alert to COVID-19 symptoms and taking immediate action. Marshall County, as of Monday, reports 20 cases with the same words of guidance. As of Friday, Washington County reported just 3 cases. Helen Barber with Marshall County Partnership for Growth updated the Marysville City Council Monday on several grant assistance programs designed to help businesses and organizations impacted by COVID-19. An Evergy grant of $15,000 combined with Marshall County funds of $25,000 are available from a revolving loan fund at 0% interest for a year, then 5% annually after that, up to $5,000 per qualifying business. Sparks funding grant applications are due by the end of October and include relatively few limitations to application. Barber outlined a grant proposal through Evergy and Kansas State University that would fund an economic impact study of the Marysville Business Park near the Pizza Hut, which is being considered as an alternate site for a new county jail. She also received council approval to move forward with investigating the possibility of moving forward in accepting one of 10 $25,000 grants that could fund establishing a children's discovery museum in the community. An outdoor site was suggested, and she spoke of establishing a group to further pursue ideas. USD 364 School Board President Pam Dankenbring and Superintendent Michael Couch approached the council after comments at the last city meeting drew concern with the storage of tennis equipment in the former Beatty Depot adjacent to the tennis courts. The city had, at that time, asked the district to remove any items in storage and exclude use of the building in a contract renewal. Apparently, concerns had not been shared with the district, and council members or the mayor seemed uncertain what specifically had prompted the issue. Dankenbring pointed out the district alternative of constructing a separate storage facility at the district office makes little sense and would result in added taxpayer burden and add to student safety concerns crossing the street. After discussion and a suggestion for improved communication, it was agreed the school could continue to use the building for storage of tennis equipment. Letters will be mailed to property owners served singly by a grinder pump for sewer service, advising the council is considering a practice of turning responsibility of future maintenance over to property owners at such time the current pumps are repaired or replaced. A meeting to discuss the matter will be set at a future date. Councilmember Diane Schroller expressed concerns with traffic at 16th and North Streets. She made a motion to install stop signs on the north and south with yield signs east and west. Police Chief Todd Ackerman indicated that traffic cannot yield to a stop sign and noted the intersection has been discussed many times over the years. He suggested stop signs north and south, and following discussion, it was consensus that a resolution to that effect be drafted for future consideration. Voter registration books will close for the general election at the end of business Tuesday, October 13th. Registration at county clerk's offices will require a photo ID. Anyone who has changed names or moved since the last election will need to re-register. In addition, a registration form can be mailed if requested by phone, and online registration is possible at ksvotes.org. Advance in-person voting for the general election opens Wednesday, October 14th, continuing through noon Monday, November 2nd. Mail-in ballots that are requested will also be mailed out Wednesday. The general election is Tuesday, November 3rd. Marvin L. Tug DeLay, age 92, of Morroville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Morroville Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Marvin Tug DeLay. Lola L. Danielson, age 84, of Randolph, passed away April 20th. A memorial service is planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Lola Danielson. Kenneth E. Jiggs Slifer, age 91, of Frankfort, passed away on Sunday. Private service will be held at a later date with the Padden Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Kenneth Jiggs Slifer.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to Marysville during the Pony Express Gravel Dash this weekend. The annual event Saturday brings riders from several Midwest states. Cheer them on and join the activities at the Historic Depot. Also featured Saturday, the Pony Express Half Marathon and 5K Run. Saturday afternoon, it's the Squirrel Jam in the Marysville City Park from 2 until 6:30. Coolers welcome. Free admission. Drop by. Many local merchants open this weekend as well. Learn more online at visitmarysvilleks.org. Your invitation from United Bank and Trust, Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply, Bruna Implement and Enan's Automotive.
Hi, my name is Crystal Busey, and I am your Republican candidate for County Clerk of Marshall County. As County Clerk, I promise to be responsible and accountable to the Marshall County voters. I will be transparent in all facets of the job with the Marshall County community while acting with the utmost honesty and integrity. I am committed to bringing a new sense of direction to the clerk's office, and I would appreciate your vote on November 3rd, paid for by Busey for County Clerk, Melody Tomer, Treasurer.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Quiet weather across the central and east central parts of the Midwest. It looks like we will still see some warm temperatures out there, anywhere in the mid to upper 70s, and even warmer temperatures across the Midwest for tomorrow. Some areas will see temperatures in the 80s, even mid to upper 80s. That will probably be the last 80s. We have a sharp cold front moving through Wednesday night. Some areas could see isolated rain showers, but behind it, some cool temperatures, highs only in the 50s and 60s for the end of the week, and that will continue into the weekend and the early parts of next week. So across the area, sunny skies, mid-70s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, clear skies, 50. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, warm temperatures, mid-80s. Tomorrow night, isolated rain showers late. And Thursday and Friday, sunny skies and cooler. That's look your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Our roots are in agriculture. We're local. Many of us were born and raised in the areas that we serve. Because of that, we make our ag decisions right here at the bank. There's no waiting for some out-of-town approval on your loan requests. So rather than planting your seeds in someone else's field, stop by and let's talk. We're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature mid-October 69, recent record high 82 in 1995. The average low 44, a record low of 28 in 2006. Sunrise this morning 7:35, sunset this evening at 6:48.
To harvest garlic next summer, you need to plant it now. We will share some tips to get you started off right on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis. A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, October 13th, the 287th day of the year. Musician Paul Simon has a birthday, and the Pittsburgh Pirates won the 1960 World Series on this day, the first to end with a walk-off home run. In most places, garlic is planted in the fall for harvest next summer. Which variety is best? In cold climates, hardneck garlic is a good choice. It's winter hardy, but the flavor may be sharper than what you're used to. Softneck garlic is the type found in most supermarkets. It does best where winters are mild. Elephant garlic is another option, though it's more related to a leek rather than true garlic. Whichever you choose, buy cloves meant specifically for planting. Store-bought cloves may have been sprayed with inhibitors to keep them from sprouting. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Hello, this is Jim Swim, candidate for the Kansas House 106 District. Representing you is my first priority. I will vote to pass Medicaid expansion, which will bring a portion of our federal tax dollars back to Kansas. By reducing uncompensated care costs, Medicaid expansion will help to save our rural hospitals and other vital health care services. A vote for Jim Swim is a vote for Medicaid expansion in Kansas.
Paid for by Friends of Jim Swim, Gary Howland, Treasurer.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Kansas State quarterback Skylar Thompson will miss the rest of the season after having surgery on his throwing shoulder, leaving freshman Will Howard to lead the number 22 Wildcats the rest of the way. Thompson was hurt 2 weeks ago when Texas Tech's Rico Jeffers drove him into the ground after Thompson unloaded a pass in the Wildcats' 31-21 victory. Red Raiders were penalized 15 yards and Jeffers was ejected for the late hit. Thompson is a senior, but the NCAA has frozen eligibility clocks for the 2020 season because of the COVID-19 pandemic, which means he could return for one more season. It's unclear whether that decision has been made. Authorities say a Kansas City Chiefs fan who was upset about the team's loss to the Raiders pointed a gun at a victim in a neighborhood about 10 miles away from Arrowhead Stadium. A victim and witnesses told officers that the person upset over the results of the game pointed a gun. One of the witnesses then fought to disarm the suspect, who then fled the scene. Mid-America Network Sports.
Come one, come all to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com. Offer sale on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 2T0464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualifying. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020.
Kansas State senior defensive back A.J. Parker and true freshman quarterback Will Howard were honored following the Wildcats' 21-14 win at TCU, as they have been named the Big 12 Defensive Player and Newcomer of the Week, respectively. That announcement made by the conference yesterday. K-State now has six Big 12 weekly honors this season, as Skylar Thompson, Jerron McPherson, and Deuce Vaughn picked up accolades after the Oklahoma game, while Vaughn was also the Newcomer of the Week following the Texas Tech contest. K-State is the first program since 2016 to have three straight Big 12 Newcomer of the Week honors. Joe Morgan, the Hall of Fame second baseman who became the spark plug of dominant Cincinnati teams in the mid-1970s and the prototype for baseball's artificial turf era, has died. He was 77. Morgan died at his home Sunday in Danville, California. Family spokesman James Davis said in a statement Monday that Morgan was suffering from a form of polyneuropathy. Mid-America Network Sports.
High school football's the topic on the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20. Southern and Diller Odell, the feature Monday. Haxtell and Centralia Tuesday. Hanover Wednesday. Frankfort and Valley Heights Thursday, with Washington County and Marysville Friday. Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening. And it's high school football with Marysville home and away games on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Area games Friday, live on FM 95.5.
Add years of tulip beauty to your gardens with Species Tulips. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These smaller plants make great additions to rock gardens, containers, and the front of perennial gardens and mixed borders. Their bloom time may be a bit shorter, but their longevity and naturalizing nature more than compensates for this. Don't let the delicate beauty of Species Tulips fool you. They're tough plants and tolerate the extreme cold of northern gardens, and many will bloom and thrive in the mild winters and hot summers of the south. Plant Species Tulips at the same time you would Dutch tulip varieties once the ground cools. This is fall before the ground freezes in the north, and late fall or early winter in milder climates. Grow Species Tulips in full sun and well-drained soil, or pot up a few to enjoy the blooms indoors or out. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Clark County, Indiana holds a record. If you've ever traveled there, you probably know what that record is. And if you have not, well, the claim to fame is well worth a visit. I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Park County, Indiana is home to more covered bridges than any county in the country. Many of the 31 bridges that remain today are still in use, and these spans have quite a history.
The bridge we're standing at here with the Jackson Bridge was named after Andrew Jackson, and it was built during the Civil War. Our youngest bridge was built in 1920, which is the Nevins Bridge.
Jerry Newland says that means the youngest bridge in the county is now over a century old. And these bridges, such as the Jackson Bridge, where we did this interview, are far more than a tourist attraction.
It's as important today as it was when they originally built it. This is the main thoroughfare through the northern part of Park County. 90% of your local traffic and then your visitors' traffic and everything else still uses this road on a daily basis.
That longevity also means much maintenance for the county road crew.
It's a constant project that either something needs to be taken care of, boards are falling off, we've had wind damage or different things, or just general maintenance and repainting or maintaining the end of the portals of the bridge. Whatever we can do to try to keep them up and ready and keep them going.
These bridges were built for horses and wagons. As time passed, some modern equipment wouldn't fit across the bridges, and that impacts things like the price of land here.
I can remember as a kid that we drove tractors through. You know, the other part of it is tractors are bigger now and equipment's bigger, so we have to bypass. You know, that even plays a role when it comes to the value of farm ground, that a farmer may be on the south side and on the bridge, and there may be a few acres that he may want to try to pick up on the adjoining side, but due to the development of equipment, he may have to track 15 miles around to be able to get it.
Many visitors still come to see the bridges, and the annual Covered Bridge Festival is an event that brings people from hundreds of miles to see these famous spans. Traveling the Countryside in Park County, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.
New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs. Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Save those last precious tomatoes on the vine. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Even if they're not ripe yet, there's a lot you can do with green tomatoes as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
When fall rolls around and the days of fresh red tomatoes on the vine are nearing an end, pick the green ones before their frosty demise. Look at the bottom of the fruit. If it's starting to show a color change or you see a white star pattern where the blossom end is, go ahead and pick them and let them ripen indoors in a cool, dry location. Another idea? Just eat them green. Lots of people do. Then you don't have to wait to enjoy them. Karen Blakesley is an extension food scientist at Kansas State University. She says the green tomato culinary possibilities are endless.
You can eat them as they are, or you can fry slices of them like you would fry eggplant, fried green tomatoes, add them to salads, add them to salsas, things like that. So there's many ways that green tomatoes could be used.
Don't expect the same full tomato flavor when they're not ripe. They'll be tangy and tart rather than sweet and juicy. Blakesley says it's perfectly fine to eat green tomatoes. There are no food safety issues. However, the one exception is if the tomatoes have already gone through a frost or freeze. In this case, do not use them for canning.
Because the acid level has changed too much, and even though when we can tomatoes, we add acid to them, it still may not be enough, and they could potentially be unsafe. You can still eat them fresh, but I really don't recommend that you use them in either canned tomatoes or making salsa or any kind of tomato product.
Not a fan of green tomatoes? Give them to the chickens or toss them in the compost pile to help next year's bumper crop. Find more ideas for those last tomatoes of the season at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
When they ring those golden bells for you and me,
there's a land beyond the river.
To dwell with the immortals when they